Senator Eisenman makes a move that we send House Bill 2418 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a two-pass recommendation. Discussion.
Just one minor observation, that is, if it had the last party as supporters, the Amadeus and the Martins, it might just slip through here a lot faster.
I just have to repeat, I can't allow this to go without saying something, Mr. Chairman. You know my speech before on this bill. I think it's a public relation man's paradise until the other guys catch on how to stop or how to pass what you can do with this legislation. And I think it's an extremely dangerous concept. The possibilities for manipulation, I think, are just multifold. The way you bring people together to have little parties and you decide how you're going to do this or that, it ruins the idea of the secret ballot. It allows for the people who aren't interested at all in good government necessarily to become involved, I think, to the point where it's just a mistake. I don't think this, you know, we've all heard this speech this session. It's one of the bills where it would not have gotten to first base, but it's close to the end of the session and people think, well, this thing will never get through the other house, so let's get it out and get it passed. And by golly, we did stay here long enough, and we're going to pass another bad one.
I agree with you, George.
That's my speech, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think it would increase voter turnout and save money, and it is only an experiment, and that's probably the only reason I would support it, is it is an experiment to see how it does work.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Bill, what's the Secretary of State's office think of the bill amended as it is?
Well, I'm sure they don't approve of it.
They'd rather not have a bill?
I'm sure that's true. They can speak for themselves.
Look back there if you want to ask.
Yeah. Could I ask them, Mr. Chairman?
May.
My name is Ray Phelps from the Secretary of State's office. The only feature about the amendments that were approved is the clerks running the election will now be able to supervise a clerk that may not be capable of running the election. I'm not sure. It was our purpose was to be certain, one, the procedures are followed, and certain, two, that the elector is not disadvantaged or in any way handicapped by a clerk getting in over their head. And if we have, for example, a situation where 36 county clerks are into an elections process and we're supervising, and a few of them are not particularly well run, we won't have the resource or facility to do anything more than supervise, whatever that means. So our concern is that the pilot program be given a fair opportunity to succeed.
That's all.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Well, Ray, what are you saying? That therefore the experimental program isn't now structured the way you wanted it structured, therefore you are now opposing the bill?
No, sir. Not at all. We think that the time has come for vote by mail, and I was asked about Senator Eisenman's amendments. I responded to that. Nevertheless, I think that we can work very hard with the county clerks, and I suspect in dealing with the county clerks, we can convince those who should to do and those who should not to do. And I think we can work around the situation with clerks running the elections, you know, at their own discretion. The bill is good. The concept is good. The concept is here, and we certainly do want to have vote by mail.
Thank you.
I don't think you're going to have a lot of county clerks that want to jump on the bandwagon and do this. Most of the county clerks that I know, it's pretty difficult to get them to change the procedures. Even when we change the laws, they keep doing things the same way they've always done it.
Yeah, but you know, the only thing that scares me about ambitious people are an ambitious person with no talent. that's where I'm a little bit divided on this one, but I
think that... Do you have any particular county clerks in mind?
No, I do not. But in any case, I think that we're in a situation here where this concept is very good, and we know we can work with it. We think it's here. We definitely do want the bill.
Question.
Okay, the further discussion? Oh, no, we're not going to take any more. We've had testimony below. Okay, the question then is to send the bill out as amended. If there's no further discussion, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Burbidge?
Aye.
Howes?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Meeker?
Aye.
Cox?
Aye.
Howes? Thorn?
No.
Trow?
No.
Wingard?
No.
Isham?
Aye.
River?
Aye. Just to make sure we had enough votes. I'm going to give you the same thing that we do down in Ways and Means, that we always notify if you might vote against or you might talk against. Vote to get the committee out, to get it out of committee, but there might be a possibility that I'm talking to.
I'll join you.
Well, I think it's a good fair square system, you know, gives the carrier a chance.
Shouldn't be any doubt on my part. Shouldn't be any doubt on what I'm going to do.
Okay, I'll just listen. All right, the motion is carried. We'll go. No, I'm not going to take that anymore. We're going to adjourn now. Tomorrow we have some mass transit bills that we'll hear. In fact, we'll hear all the transit bills we got around here.
Mr. Chairman, we had HJR 28 on the agenda today.
We have gone over that so many times, and I have asked that we make that be a thorough interim study this trip. I think that might be our best bet. Unless you want to bring it out, I'll let you have an opportunity if you want to do it now.
Can we get the bill engrossed?
Well, I just...
Do you want to try it? You know, I mean, are you happy with it the way it works?
Well, Representative Burroughs was over here the other day and wanted to testify, and I guess she got a chance to, and I...
Well...
I know.
Is she...
She's at the Speaker's office on the President Conference Committee. So if you'd like, she has 3 minutes of testimony, 4 minutes that...
Well, let's give her a fair shuffle at it. Let's let her be the very first order of business tomorrow. Very first thing. So when it's 3:15, you're going to tell her to arrange her schedule to come in right at 3:15. That's when we start. So we'll let her have her shot.
We're going to get back to this one. 3283.
Tomorrow, when we get around to the other.
Okay, so we're going to do
Don't publish anything. Just say I'm so fed up with the SAC.
Are you adjourned?